brought to you by Penguin.
University Challenges by Jack Sheffield. Read by Jeff Leasley. Prologue. Consequences. We all suffer them from time to time. Some matter little, whereas others have a more serious outcome. Occasionally they begin with an innocent gesture, a smile, or the hand of friendship. Such a day began for Tom Frith, a 33-year-old lecturer at Ibrahim University in the city of York, on a bright sunny morning in the early autumn of 1989. When he arrived in the Porter's Lodge for his second year as a lecturer, he was unaware it was the day he was destined to meet a strange and unconventional woman. Her name was Rosie Tremaine. So began a year in his life he was destined never to forget. Peter Perkins, the university's head porter, was immaculate as ever in his navy blue jacket and regimental tie. He smiled up at the tall man before him.
"Good morning, Dr. Frith, and welcome back. I have a message for you."
"Morning, Perkins. Good to see you again. What is it?"
"Professor Grammaticus wants you to call into his study before the faculty meeting."
Tom put down his leather satchel on the counter.
"Thanks.
Did he say why?"
Perkins nodded. "It'll be to meet your new colleague."
He glanced up at the clock with its faded Roman numerals.
"She arrived on the dot at 8:30. Tall lady. Kept looking at her watch."
"Oh, yes," said Tom. "Dr. Tremaine. I heard she might be arriving today." Perkins gave a knowing look. He had a few doubts regarding the newcomer.
"Well, she's here now."
Tom nodded. "Okay, thanks. Catch you later." He picked up his satchel and strode off towards the quad. Perkins called after him.
Dr. Larson arrived 30 minutes ago. She said she would be in the common room."
Tom gave a wry smile. He already knew where Inga Larson would be this morning. An hour ago, the dynamic Norwegian music lecturer had mentioned she had an early meeting. It was about the time she climbed out of his bed. Chapter 1. A Woman of Precision. Tom walked through a Victorian archway to the ancient quadrangle and paused at the top of the flight of stone steps. Before him was a view that still filled him with awe and wonder. A huge, manicured lawn of verdant green was bordered by a wide pathway of worn cobblestones. It was surrounded by towering red brick walls topped by turrets of sash windows. Another archway led to the modern buildings of the university, including lecture theatres, a vast refectory, and pebble-dashed blocks of student accommodation. It all seemed quiet on this sunlit morning. It was Monday, the 11th of September, 1989, and for Tom Frith, the start of classes were still a week away. He walked around the quad and opened the door marked Alcuin, and then he climbed the stairs to the top floor and stopped outside a study on which a brass plate read, "Professor Victor Grammaticus, Head of Faculty of Education." He tapped on the door and walked in.
"Morning, Tom," said Victor with a welcoming smile. "Thanks for calling in. I wanted you to be the first to meet your new colleague." The dapper professor, in his crisp white shirt, waistcoat, bow tie, and with his grey hair tied back in an incongruous ponytail, gestured toward the woman beside him.
"This is Dr. Rosie Tremaine from Cornwall." Tom studied the figure before him with interest. A tall, graceful woman in her early 30s. She had auburn hair in a short, cropped boy style. Her green linen trousers suit matched the colour of her eyes.
"Rosie, this is Dr. Tom Frith. You'll be working alongside him with the students who are training to be primary teachers and whose main subject is English literature."
"Pleased to meet you, Tom," she said confidently. Her handshake was cool and firm.
"Welcome to Ibrahim," responded Tom with a smile. "I look forward to working with you." Rosie regarded Tom, taking in his 6'2".
Sample complete. Ready to continue?